Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. In Proverbs chapter 23 and beginning in verse 1, we read what I think is a unique but honestly kind of confusing message. Listen to what it says. When you sit to dine with a ruler, note well what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Okay, I'm probably the wrong dude to talk about this one subject when it comes to gluttony, right? Maybe you're with me on that. But I think that this is talking more about our behaviors. You know, all of us have unique and special behaviors. And in this time where it feels like so many people are angry and frustrated with the world, I wonder if we've forgotten the art of having gracious behaviors, or as I used to hear my mom refer to it as, son, watch your manners. You see, I believe that all of us, especially those of us that are followers of Jesus, are called to conduct ourselves well at the table if you're invited to sit and dine with a ruler, right? Now, whatever your version of a ruler is, I suppose it could change, but why care about something as silly as our behaviors like that? Well, it could be because our society literally doesn't exist without some decorum and etiquette. People have to agree to restrain all of our impulses and follow some degree of common language, of common behavior, in order, I suppose, to just avoid making some communal life just incredibly abrasive and difficult. I know folks who just go through life and they make everything unpleasant, and I know a couple of people who desire to make it explosive, and I bet you do too. Well, this has some personal drawbacks. It absolutely does. But it's also considered worth the advantage of living among people who aren't perpetually furious or angry or misbehaving. Van Leeuwen writes, "Even table manners and food are part of the overall order of things, connecting us to the physical world that sustains us, connecting various people to one another, and giving expressions to their varied relationships. In the end, nothing, even table manners, is indifference to the service of God. Even though God gives us servants immense freedom to shape cuisine and culture in various ways." Now, you might be wondering, what in the world was he smoking when he said that? Well, let me make it this simple. I believe that Van Leeuwen is saying nothing is trivial. I believe everything we do is done to bring order out of chaos, as God did in the beginning of Genesis 1, to do everything we do for the glory of God. How we dress, how we comb our hair, how we eat, how we handle difficult seasons in our life, how we speak with one another. Have you possibly overlooked your behaviors or manners? Have you lost the courtesy and graciousness as a way to be wise and to glorify God in all that you do? If not, how do you do it? I'd love to hear from you, and I'd also love for us to become a more gracious and civil society. My friend, today, let us conduct ourselves as children of the King. God bless you, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.